friends Carolyn and Jay converse in mystic, ethereal ballet. Ideas and stories, hopes and dreams share, with intuition as their guiding cosmic flair. In morning's embrace, their dialogues unfurl, metaphysical whispers on a new day's pearl. In these whispered tones, they contemplate the night, where truth and wonder take their graceful flight. For in their words, a resonance may swell, as conversation's magic casts its spell. Welcome to Carolyn and Jay's Metaphysical Conversations. Happy Monday, May 6th. It's Carolyn and Jay here with Metaphysical Conversations, and we are here to talk with you about hopefully a lot of different subjects, but maybe a little bit too about getting into the creative flow. And you can join us today from 7:15 to 7:35 Pacific to call in with a question or to even to join our conversation. And the call-in number is 857-232-0155, 857-232-0155. And that's extension 870-303, 870-303. And I'm sorry, I didn't even say hello to our Jay. Hi, Jay. How are you doing?
Hi, Carolyn. I'm doing great. How about you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm trying to get my focus on here this morning.
Same. It's early. So,
yeah, it is early, but the coffee was good. I can't blame it on that. So so Jay, if they want to get in the chat room to maybe to ask a question, an in-depth question, or to join the conversation, how do they do that?
They would go to 1-2-radio.com. That's the number 1-2-radio.com. Click on the chat button there on the left-hand side of the screen. It does open up a private Facebook chat group. Send over an invitation if this is your first time. We'll get you approved while we're live on the air. And once you're in, you'll see our banner, Metaphysical Conversations, there at the top. It's pinned there, and you'll see a comment section happening underneath the banner, and that's where the conversation's happening. We'd love for you to join us over there. So what is our topic going to be today?
On creative work, getting into our creative mode. Mm-hmm. But what I know that I like when I get into creative mode is to have everything around me that's comfortable. And in fact, I've shared with Jay a link for this. This is for people who go to the grocery store and buy a 5-gallon or a 3-gallon little jug of water. And then you have to pour it into pitchers or whatever, or put it into one of those huge dispensers. This little sucker you can put next, underneath a coffee table or something like that. And it has a little tube that comes up to this cool little $12 thing that will dispense your water in the correct ounces that you want, or in random ounces if you choose that setting. $12, and it's really cool. So Jay's gonna Jay, do you have that you can share that on?
I'm posting it right now.
I forgot what the name of it is, but it's really a cool thing that you can buy to make your water dispenser the ability to have your water just instant. If you're sitting on your couch in the living room and working, you can have your fill up your glass of water right there. So so it's just a neat little $12 item that I thought might be fun to share. But getting yourself in the state of creative flow, it can be challenging, and so you face really distractions and sometimes you find excuses, right? But I like to do is just to set up a routine. So you set up a schedule for it. What do you do, Jay? Or what do you think about that? Setting up a routine.
I do think having a routine or some kind of schedule is important, because I find if I don't nail that down, it's easy for me to get distracted and my attention will go on to other things. Like I'll see something I need to do in my apartment, or I'll remember I need to invoice a client, or I'll remember that I gotta, take Watson on a walk, and I can very suddenly eat up the time that I had planned or wanted to create, but didn't, because I didn't really nail it down, like you said, with either a scheduling it or like having a routine that trying to think of the word, but that just facilitates or sets me up for success. And I feel like doing something like that, it sets us up for success, and it actually allows for the time for us to do it.
Yeah, so it sounds to me like when you try to get creative, you make sure that you eliminate your distractions, like you take care of the dog, knowing that you have to get there at a certain point to work on your creative activity.
True, true. And I know that if I'm going to be distracted, I know what I need to do to get it done, to get that stuff off my mental real estate, off that very front of my brain. So then that way, yes, I can drop into that creative flow without having anything pulling me out of it.
Yeah, I mean it's like a no-brainer really, but the other thing is too is to create a dedicated space is really helpful for me. And it used to be that I would have things around me that would inspire me, and now I can have nothing around me. So it's like I need white walls, I need nothing around me. So I guess it's going to be different for anyone. But making sure that you have dedicated space is kind of a nice thing too. And they're very comfortable where you really can feel inspired. Do you have a space, Jay?
It depends on the project, but if I'm going to be doing something that I can do up at my desk, that's usually the space that I'll do it. I have a sit stand desk that I work at, and it's pretty large. It's not huge, but large enough I can usually do smaller projects. If I'm going to be painting and I'm going to be using like a larger canvas, then I usually will find a place on the floor, and I have a big canvas cloth that I put out, and I do it on the floor. So just it's not necessarily super ideal to be on the floor, but at the same time, I feel like because I'm not doing it professionally, I'm doing it for myself, that it's part of how I can engage with my inner child. So it works. But if I wanted to do more professionally, I would say I would need more of a specific setup.
You're good with working on the floor.
I can.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. Yeah. The other thing I like to do too sometimes is to listen to music or white noise. Like I have one of those chirpers that chirp, chirp, chirp. What are they called? Crickets. So some sort of white noise. Listen to music, and it just keeps your mind focused. That just feels kind of light and airy, and something you want to, that's not going to take up your mind space. I mean, to me, sometimes rock and roll, for instance, is really difficult to listen to while you're trying to get into space because it takes over where you want to flow and you're with your creativity, especially when if you're a writer, and you're trying to write something. Sometimes and music is out of the question for me with that. It has to be, maybe just a little white noise is fine, but it has to pretty much a lot of silence for me with that. What about you?
I agree with you. Music is important for me, and sometimes I can listen to certain kinds of music without words that can have me stay in a good space. But I agree with you. If the music has too much of a beat or kind of too much of its own attitude, it can pull me out of the space. So sometimes I like listening to classical music or like you, just in a different kind of way, like a meditative kind of music that's soft, that just kind of is there, but it isn't, taking you on a journey per se. I do prefer that because I live in the city. There's lots of noises going on outside, and if I don't have something to kind of break all that up, my brain will go to all the noises, and it won't stay focused on what I want it to.
Okay, so sounds can be helpful, but sounds sometimes are not helpful. It sounds like for both of us. So you, I don't, have you ever heard of a Pomodoro session?
A
Pomodoro
Komodo session?
session.
No.
It's where you time up for 25 minutes, and then you really work, and then you take a break for 5 minutes.
I've heard something
Anyway.
about that. I've heard
Up
that.
and horrible to me, but because then you'd have all of a sudden have a timer go off, and that would be really alarming for me. But that might help some people. I mean, I guess it's like a method, but So that would be a thought. So it's PomoDoro if you want to look it up. If that seems like something you would be interested in. And the timer too, I wish there were an easier access to sweeter timers. You know, like ding ding or something, you know, where it's not really shocking.
Do you have
I
an
never
iPhone? Do you have an
go ahead.
iPhone?
I do.
I want to say under the alarm section, you can choose the tone that goes off and like the way it goes off too, like where it starts low and goes higher and different ways you can set it. I don't know if you've ever tried to mess with any of those, because I know there's some tones that are kind of softer and not so like some of them where you're it goes off and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You'll get
Oh,
shocked
and
to
the,
death.
but of course, too, when you're doing a silent mode type of work, sometimes too, and the phone rings, that can also be very alarming as well. I mean, anything out of the ordinary when a startling sound comes up that's not in your mode, you can jump right through the ceiling.
Right,
So
I
I
have a
guess I'm.
Watson for that too. He likes to bark at the noises that are going on in the perimeter, and I swear it will be silent, dead silent, and all of a sudden he will bark the loudest bark, and it's just like literally like wakes the dead. We joke, my partner and I, we joke about that if we ever need to raise anybody from the dead, we just need to get Watson. Like, his bark will
God.
do it.
Yeah. So I guess we need to announce again if you'd like to call in with a question, an in-depth question for us, for Jay and I, or if you'd like to even join the conversation about what you do, when you're trying to get ready to do some creative work. Call in on 857-232-0155. The number again is 857-232-0155, and that's extension 870-303, 870-303. And Jay, and if they want to get in the chat.
You go over to Wantu Radio, click on the chat button there at the left. You'll open up that new window, send over that invitation. If you haven't already, you'll see our banner after you do that. And at the top of the page, or I should say underneath the banner, is where the conversation's happening. You can join us there. And let me see who is joining us this morning on this beautiful Monday. We're kicking off the programming here on Wantu Radio. And Charlene, hi Charlene, she says, for my creativity time, I'm working on making it a have to quote in order to validate it. I believe in the importance of it for my well-being, but still have those learned thoughts of not being productive, not making money, etc.
Okay, so it sounds like Charlene, you set a routine, and that's really what you have to do. It's like being your own boss. You have to be your own boss, even if you're doing something creative, because it's like if you ditch, you're not going to get much done. So yeah, it's a good idea to set your timer, set your time, not timer, but time to and follow through with it. Stay true to your word around it.
Well, what I'm getting to about that is like when we do that, even if let's say the first 3 days you set a half hour aside and you sit down, but you don't really have any creative flow, but you still sit down, you make the space, you make the time. Part of it is also training your brain for that as well. And so sometimes it doesn't like come on right away, but in setting the time and setting the space and doing it consistently, it does start to train the brain to get into that space and to be able to work more on demand in that way. But it does take some practice if you're not used to it, but you can get it to work like that if you work it, like Carolyn's saying.
Yeah, I mean it's all like it's like riding a bicycle. The more you do it, the faster and easier it is. And so it's something that can be you can train yourself to stay in the time, stay in the moment of creativity. What if you're kind of feeling stuck with the medium you're using too? Maybe experiment with some clay or sketching or different types of mediums to see what it is you're really wanting to push yourself through with. So, and you can use that too if you're writing. If you're a writer, and you're kind of feeling stuck, maybe get out a sketch pad and start sketching. If you're feeling a little blocked or feeling like you need to relax your mind, so try different mediums.
I want to jump in and also say that Renee's joining us. She says, Carolyn and Jay with hearts, giving us a great good morning, and we're wishing you a great good morning and top of the day to you, Renee. Thank you for joining us. And Quelly's joining us. She says, ground rising, Carolyn and Jay. Happy blessed Monday, with some cool, flowery, beautiful emojis. Thank you for joining us, Quelly. And so for those of you that work already in your creative flow and you already have a process to get in that flow when you want to, we would love to hear from you while we're sharing, Carolyn and I are sharing, but we would love to hear from you about your process and how that has worked for you, how you've gotten there, because all of us are different and the way our creative flow is different, the way it works is different, because usually we're all creating something different. Like I sometimes paint, I sometimes wire wrap, I sometimes do beadwork. So I, every now and again, will even sew, like I'll do needlepoint. So for me, it's just, they're all very different. I like to color sometimes. So, and I did at one point try to do wire wrap for work, but that just didn't quite work out. So for me, it's very much about doing it for just to be in the flow, just to be in the space. And it also, though, I have to say, has helped me with my intuitive psychic work. And so I feel like they're all interrelated in a certain kind of way, but they all are also independent too, like for me. So I'm just curious, for those of you that are listening, how does that work for you? We'd love to have you share either on the phone or through the comment section.
Yeah, you know, you can also take a break and move when you're working too. Now, this is for those of you who have a hard time, though, getting into the work to begin with. You may not want to do that, because then you might your brain might take off for a while and into some other action other than your work. But taking a break and moving, sometimes, though, even when I'm working really intently on something, I'll say in my mind, oh, you know, it's time for lunch. Oh, no, you can go another hour before lunch. You know, so you have a little conversation with yourself because you know that you're wanting to escape a little bit, you know. And so I tend then to just keep on it for a while. But it is a good idea to take some breaks and move if you're not one of those people who are having a hard time just actually getting into the issue itself of working on something, of working on a project, creative project.
No, that's great. That's great advice. And I think it's great for people, all of us, to hear how each other does it, because that also will confirm what we're already doing and can be helpful. And it also can give us some ideas on things to try and the different things to employ to see if we can get any juice out of it.
Yeah. You know, and where we can, you know, and the other idea too is if you're trying to figure out, you know, some ideas for something, brainstorm it with friends, talk about it, discuss concepts, and because that can lead also to some creative breakthroughs, right? If you're collaborating or brainstorming, and you can brainstorm also by doing that technique that I think I've talked about this before, but it's like mind mapping. So say you want to do an image of a party, you know, you want to illustrate a party, you know, like party. So maybe you put the word party in the center, and then you draw a line off of it, and then put just two party goers, or, you know, off the two party goers, you put two party goers making love in the party, you know, so, and then another line off the center might be, someone hanging out by the food, you know, where you focus on the character. So that's another way, kind of brainstorming too. Do you get that, or does that make sense?
No, it does. Yeah. And I try to get a paper plate out, and I do like the old, I think they called it brainstorming. And I do like similar thing. Like I'll put the theme, like if I do it for my radio show, I'll put the theme of what I want to talk about in the middle, and then I'll have all these little kind of like lines and then other little words that I circle that will be like the subtopics, and then I'll do kind of the flow off of that. And that's how I do it in order to get those pieces, like kind of the breadcrumbs I'm getting, and in a way to get them to connect to make the bigger idea. And it is, it's layers. It's like I used to think, I'd make one pass at my, using my creative flow for things and would be so frustrated why I wasn't getting, these masterpieces that other people get. And it's because I wasn't doing enough of that, going back into that space. Okay, what else can I do? Like what you're saying, like, okay, you had the two people, now do I want to add another person, or do I want to, what else do I want to, what other layer do I want to add to this painting or this picture that will bring it more to life? And each time we do that, I feel like it becomes more and more of a masterpiece.
Into what the center purpose is. So for instance, after you're done brainstorming with yourself, maybe you wanted to do that image of a party, and you have the two people making love, you have somebody hanging out at the food, then you do a poem around it after you're done. So you have like central images coming around the word party. So you would say, lovers, party, food, eating food, party, and you come back, and then you just kind of make a poem out of it. You go outside of the main circle, and then you start reading all the different topics, and you can kind of just do a little poem around it, and seeing if the flow of what your outside subtopics are match with your center.
I love that. So we have a comment for Carolyn from Renee. She says, "Carolyn, I was up late for me painting a still life in Gouache. I think it's Gouache, Gouache.
Wash.
And didn't want to stop, but I need to get up early." So it sounds like we're tapping into something here because Renee was creating last night. I wonder how late she ended up staying up.
So sometimes, yeah, you get really into the mode, right, Renee? It's like you can't, and it's hard to even stop. And sometimes I try and stop everything at 4:30, and then at 4:30, it's like, okay, I really want to work. I still want to work. And so then I'm drawn back in. But then I ask myself, am I still really having a good time with this? And if the answer is yes, then you have to continue with it, because it's just the image or whatever it is you're working on, your piece is just really, it's screaming at you to stay with it. So, but we always get, somehow we'll still get our sleep, and I hope you've still got your sleep, Renee. But it's, that can happen, can't it? It can. You're just demanded upon to do your creation.
Right. Well, and I mean, it's kind of cool to be able to get swept away like that, that where you are so connected and dropped in, that it's like that creative flow is so available to you that, yeah, you don't want it to stop. Because sometimes, depending upon how we work, that may take some time to get into that space so deeply. And so if you're already in that space very deeply and really enjoying it, and the creating is going amazing, then yeah, you might want to then rethink in the moment to stay in the space and take advantage of it, but then it's like what you're saying, Renee, we all got to balance life demands against our creative demands and be the one to make the best decision for us. And so I love that we're having this conversation, because I think that we can get so used to having a boss or a parent or a pastor or any authoritative figure tell us what to do or how to do it. And then when we get into these situations where we're figuring it out for ourselves, it's like I think we can sometimes want to defer to get approval even when we don't need it, but we're like kind of subconsciously looking for it. And so
Well, you also get into being your own approval space. Like when I'm trying to take escape by going to having lunch early, I'll just say, no, you can keep on working for another hour. So that is my authority. My inner voice is my own authority. So that's what comes. So you question yourself, and then you answer yourself, right? You hear your inspiration answer. What is it that I'm connecting to the cosmos right now? What does the cosmos want me to do? Right? It's, oh, okay, I guess I have to work another hour.
Exactly. No, and it can be difficult, especially like I said, if we're used to having a boss that does that for us, when we have to do it for ourselves, even though it's something like in this case we want to be doing, it's still it can be tricky, like kind of how we trick our brain to follow along and to stay on track. I want to say good morning to Tara as well. Tara's joining us, and she has a beautiful sun posted with a morning I feel like everyone is here bringing their good morning Monday energy, and I'm grateful that you are. Don't forget, you can call in this morning, 857-232-0155, and then you just have to dial extension 870-303. And then you are just that phone call away from being able to talk to Carolyn and I on the air. And we would love to talk today about your creative flow or any questions you might have regarding it.
And yeah, you can be only until 7:35 Pacific too. So you've got just a few more minutes to make that call. Let me see. You know, and another thing is too, have you ever noticed when you're watching something stressful on television or a movie or something that can maybe affect your dreams? I've noticed sometimes I watch a lot of crime TV, and then I watch something that's like a humorous comedy, you know, it's just a comedy. And then I feel the difference of what I just, you know, I feel the difference in my psyche. So that being said, you know, I feel like what we watch and what we take in every day can affect our dreams, but it also can affect our art, I think, sometimes. So we sometimes want to just maybe take a break and watch something or inspiring, like maybe you're watching a David Bowie in a wild outfit, you know, just for about 3 minutes, just to kind of feel like, you know, okay, you really pushed the button. So you would really, it kind of takes your mind into another area of remembering to really shoot for the moon, right? Mm. And brings you back into kind of a more of a flow with yourself.
I love that. Shoot for the moon. I love that.
Yeah.
So Ali Shea is joining us. She says, glad to be here. Good morning. And then she says, when I'm enthusiastic about something and find joy, the adrenaline is flowing and I don't want to stop. Well, and that's something to look at too, because when we have a situation like that, that's like a certain kind of, well, it's a certain kind of addiction. You know, because it is like getting, even though in this case it's for something good and healthy and what you want to be doing, there is something to being carried away with that high energy of adrenaline. It reminds me of like adrenaline junkies. This doesn't feel like that, but you know, there is a thing where we can chase that. I'm not saying that's what you're doing, Alicia, but I do feel like it is something to pay attention to. Can you create without that, you know, or does that have to be there for you? Is there a gray area? I'm curious, because those are the kind of things that through consistency and practice and going through this process with ourselves, we get to identify and figure out and find out along the way.
I always thank the universe too for having the time to be able to do my work. And it sounds to me like she's really in tune with her appreciation of being able to do it as well. So, you know, that's also good to realize and good to be thankful for. It's the graciousness of understanding that the universe has given you the time and the energy and the place to be inspired and to feel excited about it. So being really appreciative about that too is another thing to do as you're getting into your creativity and trying to find your space, is to just really be thankful that you've got the freaking time to do it, right? It's just really a good idea to embrace that. You know, let's talk about embracing. What about what happens when you make a mistake?
I tear it up and throw it out, and I'm just kidding.
My art teacher, Eakins, it was at Colorado Women's College, Business College. I was taking an art class, but she was saying that when you make a mistake in art, she said it probably is, you can make that into the highlight of the piece, and now it becomes, because now it pushes you to make it into something else. And so you can work around it and form it into something that wasn't intended.
I like that. This whole, what I'm hearing, if I can say it, in what we're talking about a lot, is how we can shift and change our perspective. And as a creative person doing that, it's in being able to flip perspectives and change the turntable around, that we get these different creative ideas and these different creative like packets that we unlock and create into the world. And it is really, it is a quite magical thing. And so I am grateful that you did stop to mention that part about what Ali Shea is saying in the being in the joy, being in that space, and then going one more step and being very grateful while you're feeling that. That's a dynamite energy to be in.
Yeah, and especially if you're having that kind of a reaction to your work, it's going to help you to draw back in pretty quickly too. So that is really something, a state to be really thankful for, because it's going to be like, okay, I'm supposed to start work at 8 tomorrow, but maybe I'll make that 7:30 so that you can really get excited about where you are and continue on that road of, you know, the excitement of the creation itself. You know, you want to really visualize success too. So say, why am I doing this project? What am I doing this for? Oh, see it where it's going to be used. See it, as it's finished, see people being inspired by it maybe, you know, but visualize success over it. You know, that's another really important thing around being creative. See your book being published in, you know, in 7 different languages, you know, so it can really, establish that, the success of your piece before it even happens. People are going to love this. It's going to help them feel like, or understand a situation better because I've taken the time to do this and I'm helping other people as they do it. Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And you're also setting a positive tone for your creative session that way. Right. So that you can, not only see other people getting inspired by it, but see your own self too, because then it's like, oh my God, I have to do this for people. Now you get really inspired to do it the best it can be done.
So Tara is joining us with a comment, and she says, creativity is my jam. It's cleaning and clearing day to day, though. I will take some breaks in between. So I love that too, because it sounds like Tara has her own flow, and every day is a different day, and even in that every day is a different day, she's still able to lock and load and do the things that she wants to do on the fly. So
yeah, there were three words too with that she mentioned, like clean and clear, and that means keep your space clean and clear. And sometimes when you're getting into another project, I've talked about this a long time now, but sometimes it's doing a major cleaning in your house if you're having a stuck feeling, or you feel something coming on where you're going to be doing something really big, clean and clear, throw it away and scrub and just do the whole practice of getting your space in tip top shape, because as you're doing that, your inspiration is going to start to, you know, talk with you about what you can do, just little ideas, but you keep cleaning, you keep clearing until it's clean and clear, and then you can start it.
Well, yes, it's true. It's true. Stuff can be distracting, especially if our space is in disarray. I think some people, there are a few people in the world that can work in that kind of space and not be distracted by all the stuff. I am not that person. I need a clean space. I need to be able to clear away all the excess, because my focus will be on those things if it's still there.
Do you do it, or do you just do it, you know, every other day, or what's your point of cleaning and clearing?
For me, it's a daily kind of experience, like keeping the dishes going and keeping up with laundry, kind of the daily stuff that just as needed. And then usually at least once a week doing like a deeper clean, but with Watson and Fur, I'm usually sweeping the floor every other day. Alan likes to get he really likes to scrub the tiles and get them super clean. So he probably does that at least once a week. So there's sort of a ritual, a weekly ritual for certain parts, and then a daily ritual to keep it going.
So Jay, when you're doing that, do you have some inspiration come through in your mind?
Sometimes I do, actually. I'm notorious for my vacuuming, and it may or may not be a good thing, but I really, like, I see vacuum, like I I wouldn't go as far as saying my vacuum is a magic wand, but being in that space, I can clear the energy of the house both with a vacuum and also energetically, and I can also get into a deep meditation that will allow for things to drop in, like what you're asking, where I get creative ideas and where it does happen in the cleaning space.
Yeah, and sometimes we're not doing it though for the purpose of our creativity. Sometimes we're doing it for the purpose of doing it, you know, of cleaning. But should you decide to clean for the purpose of your creativity, I'll bet you'll notice the inspiration and that you're hearing it, because it's making room for it. It's making some magic room, so that you can have some connection without any clutter in your mind. Oh, I've got to clean up the house. Oh, I've got to do the laundry. You're not thinking about those very, very simple things, or, oh, that bathroom was a mess when I just went in there. You're not thinking about those things. You're keeping it clear and clean in your mind for direct communication with your connection to the divine, where you need to connect with the inspiration to do your project, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. For me, it's like it can, those things left undone take up mental real estate. And AKA noise in my brain, or it's pulling attention, you know, from what I want to be focused on.
And if you don't have those, you've got a clearer connection. So exactly. It just makes sense. Yeah. You know, the other thing is too, sometimes we, you know, maybe part of it to get ready to start our routine. Maybe we have a cup of tea before our routine. You know, before we do our set time. Maybe we have a cup of tea. Maybe we light some candles. Maybe we draw a card. Maybe we do a meditation. You know, but making yourself mindful to bringing in some nice calm reality into your routine for your creativity is a really good idea. You know, even before I do a reading, you know, I always, and even on the phone lines, I always call in God, Goddess, all that is, and ask for help. Mm-hmm. Because that will only take a few seconds, but you use what you can do to be in the present state and to make sure that you're connected at all levels before you walk in.
It's true. it does make all the difference. And Ali Shaya says, inspiration is a natural high. For me, it's reaching different dimensions. Mistakes just require a correction, even in writing. You write a draft and while reading might make numerous edits. It's true. Yeah, and it's in that space, like how we do that and how we talk to ourselves while we're doing that can be very helpful or very distracting or destructive. I think that there's a little nuance there that we can either be very, we can really help ourselves out doing that, or we can kind of be our own worst nightmare in that space if we're not careful.
Yeah, so it's like when you're editing something too, and you read it back to yourself, I tend to stay really calm when I'm doing that because you're really hearing what you've just said and you've taken the time to. But and if you stay, the more calm you stay and the more you read it to yourself, you can hear the changes so much easier. If you're just in a really calm space, you can, oh, okay, well, that doesn't make sense because I said this up ahead, you know, so you have to really, so it depends upon how your calm attitude better be on for writing, especially. Yeah, is just being really calm and really collected with to understand the words that you've written and to adjust them as needed, right?
Exactly. And it's, yeah. It is important to be able to be flexible and fluid with this. So we have Lioness joining us. She says, Happy Monday, Carolyn and Jay. Happy Monday to you, Lioness. Thank you for being here. And Pamela, she says, Hello, Carolyn, Jay, and 1-2 Tribe. Happy Monday, all. Busy day. Listening while I work. It's great to see Pamela.
For coming in. Yeah. So I think we might have time for a hat question. What do you think?
I think we do.
What does that mean? Should we tell them what that means in case they've never heard?
So what we do when we're going to pull from the hat is we are tuning in to the field of those that are listening in, both on demand and live, and taking a read on somebody and looking at what wants to come through intuitively. And if it resonates with you, the message is for you. If it doesn't, you know, you can take what you can use and let the rest go. But that's what we mean by pulling the information out of a hat.
Yeah, and also too, some of these ideas too, if it's not meant for you, maybe it's meant for a friend of yours, and you can, you know, it's just, it's really everything we learn, everything we hear every day, you know, might be used no matter whether it's a reading or whether it's something we see in a grocery store. So it's, so anyway, do you want to go first, Jay?
Sure. Let's see here. Okay. I'm pulling a card just to get a... Okay, I feel like this person is like standing on a cliff looking out over their life, and they're looking at the highs, the lows, the successes, the failures, and I just feel like there's like this grand assessment happening. And overall, I feel like this person has a pretty good balanced way of taking all that in. But I still feel like there's some kind of limited view based on some of the past stuff, especially the quote failures, where like, I feel like you're not at peace. Like you're not letting yourself be at peace about it. And so it's not letting you move forward in this current reality right here, right now, completely free to be you. Like, I feel like there's still a part of you that is getting pulled back into the past. So the way through is to really head on, look at those things that are coming up from the past and be that counter narrative, be able to be that counter narrative voice where you have the side of your voice, the situation that you are used to having that the pattern brings up. And then you allow the counter narrative voice, like, you know, your own inner parent kind of a thing, to come in and be the other side. So that way you're not just left with the one voice that is kind of leaving you out, hanging out to dry. Basically, this is like a small area where you're abandoning yourself still. So go directly to where it's uncomfortable, because that's where the healing can happen. And that's the message I got for right now.
Well, I'm seeing it kind of to go directly to where the healing can happen, but also to go directly also to all the successes. And remember that you've had those successes and really play off of those a little bit more as you decide, because it feels like this person is probably trying to figure out the next step, another chapter, new chapter. I feel like something's ended, and I feel like something new has to take its place. So now there's been a lot of review being done, and yeah, the cliff, it doesn't feel dangerous. It doesn't feel like anything is like dangerous there. It just feels like just a lot of life review is happening. But I feel like not only do we look under the rug at the things that we've not done right, but for the most part, this person tends to not focus on a lot of the things that have been done right and the things that they've loved. So I feel like they need to start to bring in those abilities more as they start to choose what they want to do and what door to go through on their next project or their next chapter.
Yes. Well, that's exciting. It does. That really resonated when you said it's a new chapter. It really does feel like this right. Something has happened, and something does need to stay in the past because something totally brand new is happening. It's true.
Yeah, because they're up on that cliff. You know, there's no, I mean, you know, there's that, it's the edge. We're up to the edge, and we need something fresh. We need a new path. So find ways of.
I think we have time for another one. Do you want to start?
Okay. Let me see. I got to hold on a minute. Oh, yeah. This one, I'm almost feeling like it's a car mechanic. A car mechanic that's getting really bored with just doing the daily. I mean, it's a guy. He does feel like he really loves his work, but feeling like he is not doing more with his life. The more, I'm not sure what the, are you getting what the more with his life is? I'm, It's like it's hard for me to give him time to even look at it. It's just like he's so busy with doing his daily taking care of other people with the with car issues and that thing that there's just no time to do other things.
No, I
How
mean, and his he,
that.
mentally, I feel like he's very I pulled a card and it's the Eight of Swords, and I feel like they're all the way they feel in the card to me is like they're inwardly facing, like it's his own demons, it's his own way of thinking that is his own worst nightmare and enemy, and that's the only voice he can hear. So to him, he can't like detach, or it seems like what he's stuck with. It doesn't feel like something that can change, but it can change. It takes work. It takes work. That's for sure,
Well,
but it's worth it. And it is a matter of like dropping below all those thoughts. Like there's like another layer to drop in below those thoughts that can give you more of the bigger picture, that can give you more of what your intuition is saying. But it is about finding a way to little bits here and there to put it to practice. And like you said, he's so busy. That's the part that isn't happening.
you know, it may be too that just because I know that there's been a lot of excuses too, but this with this guy that he doesn't have time to do anything or go anywhere, but maybe a 3 day off period where he maybe goes to you know, I don't care, Las Vegas or Reno, you know, something where it's where he can just take his mind away from his work for a few days, and also to charge himself so that he has to come up with some other ideas outside of work that will bring him some joy. So that he can kind of break a pattern of feeling like it's this is all there is, this is all there is, and it's going to be, you know, this is my life. So it feels like he needs to break himself up with maybe he has he signs up for a bowling night now on a Friday night after the week is done. He gets to meet with people for a bowling night. You know, something simple. It doesn't have to be grand, and it can be after hours. But it just seems like it might be time to just take a 3 day or also just for a breather.
Yeah, taking the time to totally get yourself out of your quote norm, it would be very helpful, because I feel like that will be a way that your brain can also show you more of what else it wants to show you that you're not allowing yourself to see, based on seeing it in the same old kind of way. Being able to go get yourself into a different space will open you up to be able to have a different kind of inspiration come in. And I feel like it's really needed for you, because right now I feel like you're locked up in just the way it is. Like, and you feel like you're stuck with that. And it's just not
But
true.
also, wow, I feel like he's really an ace at what he does. But it's like he's aced himself out. He's bored with himself. So I feel like he does need to have some fresh meat on the table, something to look at, something fresh to look at for himself.
Yes. Yes.
So do we need to say anything to the people in chat before we sign off?
Let's go jump in here. Make sure we got everybody. And it looks like we have everybody.
Okay.
So we just have to let everybody know where they can find us throughout the week.
Yeah. So I'm Jay and I are both available at 12listen.com, and we can call us for a reading. And I'm on usually from 6 until 4:30 every day. And if I'm not there, you can also schedule a scheduled call with me or with Jay. If we're not on, you can do that through 12listen.com and see if you can get us to read. Jay,
Yes.
what about?
I'm on usually the afternoons and evenings daily over at 12listen. And like Carolyn said, using the schedule an appointment button can be a way to locate me if you don't happen to see me online. And I am also on a few other radio shows throughout the week here at 12 Radio. You can check out our schedule over on our Facebook page or over on 12radio.com. You can see our schedule. We have live programming Monday through Thursday happening. So
Great.
that does it for our Monday. I can't believe we have, already had our Monday morning show. Like, how did that happen?
I
Time's
know. It's just
flying.
on Friday, I felt like emailing Jay to say, what the heck? It's already Friday. It's like this much closer TikTok. Anyway, Mark Hessam is, what is the deal with that, Mark? I'm going to have to like say your name over 12 times just to make sure I can say it. Mark Hessam is up next. Christina LaFrance and Lori Love is just after Mark. And we will be with you next week. And thanks for joining us.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
In the mornings, gentle light, we bid you all good night. Ideas, stories, hopes, and dreams took flight. With Carolyn and Jay, conversation so bright. In this cosmic realm, where our stories ignite. Mornings embrace a new day's pearl. Their dialogues continue in this cosmic swirl. Thank you for joining with hearts full and swell in the mythical realm where our stories dwell.